Later, after supper and evening prayer, and bath if it was bath night, and then the final negotiations to conclude the day. Please, sister, can't we stay up a little longer? Please, one more story? When the children had fallen asleep at last, and everything was very still, Amy watched them. There was no rule against this. The sisters had all grown accustomed to her nighttime wanderings. Like an apparition, she moved from quiet room to quiet room, sidling up and down the rows of beds where the children lay, their sleeping faces and bodies in trusting repose. The oldest were 13, poised at the edge of adulthood, the youngest just babies. Each came with a story, always sad. Many were thirdlings left at the orphanage by parents unable to pay the tax, others the victim of even crueler circumstances. Mothers dead in childbirth, or else unwed and unable to bear the shame. Fathers disappeared into the dark undercurrents of the city, or taken outside the wall. The children's origins varied, yet their fates would be the same. The girls would enter the order, giving their days to prayer and contemplation, and caring for the children they themselves had been, while the boys would become soldiers, members of the expeditionary, taking an oath of a different but no less binding nature. Yet in their dreams, they were children. Still children, Amy thought. Her own childhood was the most distant of memories, an abstraction of history. And yet, as she watched the sleeping children, dreams playfully flicking across their slumbering eyes, she felt closer to it, a time when she herself was just a small being in the world, innocent of what lay ahead, the too long journey of her life. Time was a vastness inside her, too many years to know one from the other. So perhaps that was why she wandered among them. She did it to remember. It was Caleb whose bed she saved for last, because he would be waiting for her. Baby Caleb, though he was not a baby anymore, but a boy of 5, taut and energetic as all children were, full of surprise and humor and startling truth. From his mother he had taken the high, sculpted cheekbones and olive-hued complexion of her clan. From his father the unyielding gaze and dark wanderings and coarse black cap shorn close that in the familial parlance of the colony had been known as Jackson hair. A physical amalgamation, like a puzzle assembled from the pieces of his tribe. In his eyes, Amy saw them. He was Mausami. He was Theo. He was only himself. Tell me about them. Always, each night, the same ritual. It was as if the boy could not sleep without revisiting a past he had no memory of. Amy took her customary position on the edge of his cot. Beneath the blankets, the shape of his lean little boy's body was barely a presence. Around them, 20 sleeping children, a chorus of silence. Well, she began, let's see. Your mother was very beautiful. A warrior. Yes, Amy replied with a smile. A beautiful warrior. With long black hair worn in a warrior's braid. So she could use her bow. Correct. But most of all, she was headstrong. Do you know what that means, to be headstrong? I've told you before. Stubborn? Yes. But in a good way. If I tell you to wash your hands before dinner and you refuse to do it, that is not so good. That is the wrong kind of stubborn. What I'm saying is that your mother always did what she believed was right. Which is why she had me. He focused on the words. Because it was the right thing to bring a light into the world. Good. You remember. Always remember, you are a bright light, Caleb. A warm happiness had come into the boy's face. Tell me about Theo now. My father. Your father? Please? She laughed. All right, then. Your father. First of all, he was very brave. A brave man. He loved your mother very much. But sad. True. He was sad. But that was what made him so brave, you see. Because he did the bravest thing of all. You know what that is? To have hope. Yes. To have hope when there seems to be none. You must always remember that, too. She leaned down and kissed his forehead, moist with childlike heat. Now it's late. Time for sleep. Tomorrow is another day.